Well, again, good morning, all of you. Certainly appreciate you being here. There we go. You know, traditionally, for the last couple of years, we have set aside November as our missions month. We want to really look at and see what missions we are supporting and what ways and what areas can we do better. And we look at that today on a foreign level. And as Randy just showed you, the missionaries and the efforts that we do support, we are proud of those. And we certainly are praying for those efforts in those countries. And next week, we're going to talk more local, more Cleveland, in ways that we've already made an impact and ways that we're looking to make an impact. But thank you to Scott so much for the hard work he's done, and for Randy for the hard work he's done. It is a job keeping up with the reports that come in on a weekly basis, talking with missionaries, making sure their needs are being met and taken care of, keeping in contact with them on a consistent basis. And they do a great job of that. And let me do a couple of reminders. In the foyer is a missions table. I don't know if there's any out there. If there's not, we'll get some out there. But there's a little box there with cards in it. We'd love for you sometime in this month to get a card, to pick a missionary out, any one of them. Write them a letter. Write them a note of encouragement. Let them know that you're thinking about them, you're praying about them, you're hoping that their efforts are going well. We're hoping that the gospel is being received and it's being accepted. And drop that in the secretary's box, or you can put it in the other little box there on the table, and we'll mail it out for you. Just write their name on the front and we'll mail it out for you. We'd love for everyone to do that. I think it would really encourage our missionaries, because they do go through some trying times in foreign countries. And if you've ever been over to a foreign country, you know that. And also, on the table in the foyer, there are change cans. Let me encourage you to get one. Fill it up. If you want to, dump it and refill it. We want to take that at the end of November, and we want to try to help maybe a family in this local community. We want to reach out and we want to help people, and that's just one way that we can do that. So let me encourage you to do that, to take advantage of those things. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, he said to them, "Go into all the world, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel to everyone, to all of creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." John chapter 20 and verse 21. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." Luke chapter 24, verses 46 and 47, he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all of the nations, beginning at Jerusalem." We know these verses. We especially know this verse. Matthew chapter 28, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We know these verses. Even if you haven't been raised in the Lord's church, you have seen, you have heard either someone or somewhere talk about these verses. And they command us to take the message of Jesus Christ to everyone. To everyone. We know the Great Commission. We understand that Jesus has entrusted us with his word, with his good news, and to take that and to spread that. To spread that message, to spread the love through service, through example, through teachings. Have you ever wondered why we call it the Great Commission? Why we've coined it the Great Commission? It's because there has never been any human proclamation as important as this. This is what it's all about. I liked what Sellers Crane said. He said, "It is the most sacred charge that has ever been understood in human words or delivered to mortal man." You see, the heart of God has always been to reach the world. John chapter 3 and verse 16, the verse that we're all familiar with. God so loved the who? The world. He loves everybody. He cares for everybody. He wants everybody to come to that knowledge. And I'm very thankful that we have brave men and brave women who uproot their families a lot of times, who take their families and put themselves in a foreign country, sometimes in a second or third world country, because they love Jesus so much, because they love people so much, they want to do what they can to further the kingdom of God. And that's the very message that Jesus is trying to teach us in Matthew chapter 28. He says, guys, I'm leaving for good. I'm leaving. I'm going to go back with the Father. I'm going back up there. I'm leaving this earth. And so, guys, I trust you. I trust you to take the message. Take what I've been teaching you. Take what I have been showing you. You take that and you share it with others. And in fact, just don't share it with your family. Just don't share it to your neighboring communities. You take it throughout the world and you show people the love of Jesus Christ. You do that. And do not stop until I come again. Because when I come again, it's going to be too late. When I come again, I'm coming to take the righteous with me. And I'm sure Jesus wants to take as many as he can with him. There is a great need in our world to take to the gospel to foreign nations. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. To the Jew first and to the Greek. You notice the phrases used in the Great Commission, the other passages, and in this passage, all nations, all the world, remission of sin should be preached to all nations. There is a need to preach in our own communities, and we'll talk about that next week. In fact, there's a great need to get out in this community. But there's just the same urgent need to get out into this world. Well, how do we do that? Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not getting on a plane if I don't have to. Something about the aluminum tube, 200-300 miles an hour, just not good with it. And that's okay, because not everybody's called to be a missionary. So how do we do it? We do just as the early church did. We pick people out. There are certain people, that's their talent, that's their gift, that's what they want to do, and we support them. We give them financial means to go into other countries. We give them the abilities. We give them what they need to take the gospel into other countries. We take care of their needs financially. We help them physically. Just as the early church, just as Paul did. Paul was a missionary, and Barnabas and Philip, Aquila and Priscilla. It takes special people. If you've really ever sat down with a missionary, you'll learn that those are special people to dedicate their lives to preaching the gospel in other countries, in third world countries. But I want to remind you, it's not just their job. It's not just their responsibility. It's the responsibility of all Christians. And the universal scope could not be reached if only a handful of Christians did the task. I want to praise you this morning, each and every one of you, for the contributions that you make every first day of the week. It's because of those contributions, it's because of the special contributions that you make, the generous gifts that you give from time to time that we're able to support these missionaries. That missionaries are able to raise their own families and to spread the message of Jesus Christ, and you are to be praised for that. I'm reminded often of my favorite verse. It's my favorite verse because my mama wrote it in my Bible when I graduated preaching school. That's why it's my favorite. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. How then will they call on him whom they have not believed? How will they believe if they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good things, good news, the gospel. In other words, my feet are beautiful. I'm kidding. It's interesting to learn. You start researching that scripture. You start really looking up the words in those verses. You would find that the word preacher is not the same as we use the word preacher. In fact, the word that is there, and a lot of times that's what we can find it to. We can find a preacher to someone who's behind a pulpit. The actual word that's being used there is a word that means herald. It's sending someone. The herald in this day was someone who traveled from country to country proclaiming the message to anyone that he met. Whether it be one person, whether it be a handful of people, whether it be an entire country, that's what Christians are supposed to do. But specifically this morning, that is what our foreign missionaries do. They take the gospel of Jesus Christ and they go teach people that don't have a clue about it. They help people. I don't know what it's like firsthand to be a foreign missionary. I don't know what it's like. And personally, I'm probably never going to know what it's like, because my passion is local ministry. My passion is being here at the Central Church of Christ. But I talk to missionaries. I get their reports as well a lot of times. And I see the challenges that they face. I see the dangers that they face, the obstacles, but I also hear the good news that's being proclaimed, the people that are being baptized, the physical needs, the children that are being fed. I hear about those things. I grew up at Forest Park in Valdosta, who has Latin American missions. I grew up in a missionary church. And so I've heard it all of my life. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of Central for supporting such great missionary efforts and continuing to support great missionary efforts. And you are to be praised for that. But let me remind you as we close, the gospel brings salvation to all people. As the scripture says, not just to the Jews, not just to the rich, not just to the educated, not just to the wise, but to everyone who fears him. God is no respecter of persons. God shows no partiality. God sent his son to die for all people. Not just you, not just to people at Central, not just to people in Cleveland, but for every single person. Some of the people you don't even like. Guess what? Jesus Christ died for them too. He died for all people. And I thank God every day, and I pray that you're thanking God every day for our missionaries, for those brave men and women to go out into this world and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for you, for your generous hearts, for the shepherds who see a need for foreign evangelism. It's a privilege that we have to share the word of God throughout the world in a variety of ways. Again, I appreciate Randy and Scott and all the work that they do, and I pray that you'll pat them on the back and tell them good job. Don't hug Randy. His back still hurts a little bit, I think. Missions, foreign and local, though, is the heartbeat of God. And therefore, it needs to be the heartbeat of this church. And I pray that it always remains that way. I'm thankful. I'm excited that you're here this morning. I pray that you've been uplifted by this service. We're going to stand just a moment and sing a song for your encouragement. If you have any need this morning, we want you to know we love you. We want you to know we care for you. We want you to know if you need encouragement this morning, we want to pray with you. Our shepherds will take your name to God and we'll lift you up. If you've sinned in some kind of public way and you need forgiveness, we'll help forgive you this morning. God will forgive you. We'll pray to God for that. And if you're simply struggling in your spiritual life and you just need encouragement, won't you come as together we stand and sing?